Well, welcome to the first week of our brand new series called Mind Matters. In this series, we're going to explore how to turn fixed, negative, and unproductive attitudes into new ways of thinking that will feed our faith and nurture our souls. A lot of people go through life with a mindset of scarcity, lack, not enough, can't do it. Others take on a victim mentality. I'm powerless, I'm helpless, I can't do anything to fix this situation. Still others label themselves with negative words, lies about how unattractive they look or how unqualified they are for the position, if only people knew. When they make a mistake, they think of themselves as failures. When they're passed over for promotion, they call themselves losers. When they win an award, they chalk it up to good luck instead of talent and hard work. And when somebody comes to them with bad news, they automatically assume it's their fault. These attitudes can be very damaging to our mental well-being and to our faith, which is why Scripture says we should have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Jesus was humbled on the cross. He was mocked, derided, ridiculed, beaten, but exalted and glorified by God. In the same way, when you're humbled by mistakes, setbacks, bad breaks, don't take on an attitude of failure, of defeat, of regret, of resignation. No, start thinking like Jesus, because when you change your thinking, you'll change your life. And today, in the first week of this series, I want to talk with you today about a winning mindset. We all want to win in life. The problem is, a lot of times, our mind locks us into a pattern of defeat, a pattern of defeat. Thoughts will tell you, you know, your health is never going to improve. You're never going to find that right person in life. You're never going to lose that weight. You're never going to get out of debt or whatever it is. You're never going to land that lucky break or that dream job. Don't believe those lies. Your mind is a very powerful place. I know this from personal experience. One example is when I was a small child. My older brother loved to mess with my mind. He made it his pastime, kind of like a hobby. And the thing is, I looked up to my older brother, trusted him, pretty much believed everything he said. One night, we were sitting at the dinner table together. Our parents had gone into the kitchen to clean up. It was towards the end of the meal. And he leaned over to me and he whispered something to me. He said, "By the way, have I ever told you this? Don't ever, ever, ever eat the last piece of food on your plate." Well, I looked at him like wide-eyed. I was like, "Why not? Why not?" He said, "Because even though it looks okay and smells okay and might even taste okay, it's not okay. It's poisoned." He called it the poisonous piece. And he said it with such a straight face, and he was totally serious, and like he was issuing a dire warning to save my life. I bought it hook, line, and sinker. And I got to tell you this, to this very day, I cannot finish the last morsel of food on my plate. I can't do it. I know the Pope would be mad at me, but it's stuck in my brain. Your mind can be a battlefield sometimes. The enemy, or maybe your big brother, will use it as a weapon to confuse you, to scare you, worry you, and to mislead you, to convince you of all kinds of lies and half-truths and toxic beliefs that can keep you from achieving success and becoming the person God created you to be. But here's the good news. With Christ Jesus, the victory is already yours when you take on his mindset, when you think like him, when you believe what he says about you and the situation that you are facing. To win the war in your mind, you have to overcome a defeatist mentality and take on a winning mindset. Well, Father Roger, you might be thinking, that sounds good, but I've got a lot of problems right now, fierce problems, and I keep trying and trying, but nothing seems to work. I want to encourage you, because the problem almost always begins in your mind. Think about it this way. The enemy is like an evil farmer, sowing seeds of loss, fear, distrust, despair, you name it. Your job is to pull up those weeds and burn them in the fire of God's truth. But that takes trust, it takes persistence, and it takes prayer, because sometimes it's not obvious. Sometimes you can't see the lie for what it is. It's like a sneak attack in your brain. This is what happened to the Israelites long ago. When they first came out of slavery in Egypt, they were in the desert, they were hungry, tired, unarmed, no way to defend themselves. And they came up against an enemy nation, people called the Amalekites. The Amalekites were stronger, faster, battle-tested. But instead of meeting the Israelites head-on in open battle, they attacked from the rear, where the sick, the elderly, and the weak, and the injured were lagging behind. It was a cheap shot, and the Israelites never forgot it. The enemy in your mind will also play dirty, planting lies when you're at your weakest, when you feel hurt and defenseless. Things like, you're not going to make it. It's not looking good. You're all alone in this. You might as well give up. Those cancer treatments aren't going to work. That surgery is not going to work. You're never going to lose that weight or whatever it is. Your children will always be off course. But look what happened to the Israelites. In today's first reading, years later after that first battle, they locked horns again with the Amalekites in a fierce battle. Now, they could have shrunk back, believed they didn't stand a chance, felt weak, but instead of letting those past memories, that bad memory of that first battle with the Amalekites, keep them from their destiny, they were determined to win. They were determined to win, and they decided they were not going to let that bad history, that past history, to convince them otherwise, because they knew they had a secret weapon. The Lord, the Most High God, was on their side. And they would have the victory, and they did. The same is true for you. You will have the victory when you overcome a defeatist mentality. Let God fight your battles and take on a winning mindset. In that passage from the first reading, Moses stood on top of a hill overlooking the battlefield with the staff of God in his hand. This was the same staff that he used to turn a river into blood, the same staff that parted the seas, the same staff that brought forth water from a rock in the desert. And the scripture says, as long as Moses kept his hands raised with a staff in his hand, the Israelites had the better of the fight. But when he let his hands rest, the Amalekites had the better of the fight. The same is true with the war going on in your mind. When you raise your thoughts to what is above, stand in a position of confident prayer, lift up your heart and mind to God, the victory will be yours. But when you let your hopes fade, your thoughts darken, your will to win grow weary, that's when the enemy will take new ground and sow even more discord, distrust, and doubt in your mind. So keep your hands raised up to God. Keep your hands raised up to God and don't let that defeatist mentality bring you down. The first step is to identify the lie. You cannot defeat what you cannot define. Once you've identified the lie, then you have to remove it and replace it with something, the truth from God's word. The second reading today reminds us that all scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be competent and equipped for every good work, including fighting the enemy. So when your thoughts tell you you're weak, replace it with something from scripture. I am strong in the Lord. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When your mind tells you that you're not going to make it, turn it around. Declare over yourself, if God is for me, who can be against me? No weapon formed against me shall prevail. If you're worried about your kids, Try this over and over again. My children will be mighty in the land. So keep pulling up those weeds. Put up a no trespassing sign in your brain. Hand the enemy an eviction notice and press forward to that winning mindset. Because the more you let those lies linger, scientists say you're creating neural pathways or ruts in your brain that will hold you back. But when you believe the truth of God, when you make that your reality, when you meditate on what He says about you in the situation you're facing, then you're creating new pathways that lead to life, victory, and peace. That widow in today's gospel reading, she was facing a pretty tough enemy, an unjust judge. He didn't care about her or the injustice that she had experienced. He had all the power, and she had nothing except persistence and a winning mindset. She could have thought, oh, that judge doesn't care. He's never going to give me what I deserve. But that would have been a defeatist mentality. Instead, she refused to give up, kept pestering that judge, wouldn't take no for an answer, believed that God would give her the victory. And in the end, her determination to win that court battle, wore the judge down, and he ruled in her favor. Now, you might feel powerless against the enemy, you know, like the deck is stacked against you, those lies in your brain are just too big, too powerful, too much. But that's not true. Don't believe that those lies are too big for you, because God is bigger than any of those lies. God is bigger than any of those lies. Look what Jesus says in the gospel today. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is speedily done for them. So when you keep that winning mindset, like that persistent widow, when you dig in your heels and remove that poison, root out that toxic, those toxic lies, you can win even the greatest battle going on in your mind. A friend of mine came to America from Poland to escape communism. She was only 9 years old when she came, and at the time that she arrived, she couldn't speak a word of English. She felt so out of place, like she didn't belong. The other kids in her class made fun of her clothes, her accent, her culture. She went to bed every night thinking, I'll never fit in. She was a straight A student, except in one class. It was called oral expression. It was basically a public speaking class. It was the one thing she couldn't do because it was in English. She felt so defeated. But then something rose up on the inside and told her, don't let this hold you back. So she came up with this point system for herself to encourage her, motivate her to learn English and to participate in that class. She had all these tiers, you know, if you did this, you get a certain number of points. If you did that, you got a certain number of points. Her goal was to earn 1,000 points every week in that class on public speaking. Well, on Friday of that first week, she had no points. She felt like giving up. But then the teacher asked a really tough question. None of the other kids raised their hand. My friend knew the answer, but she could feel the fear rising up in her. Is she going to be made fun of? Will the teacher mark her down somehow? But somehow her mind told her again, you've got this, you can do it. So slowly she raised her hand. The teacher called on her. She was so nervous. All the eyes in the room were looking at her. She answered the question, and when she was finished, her teacher smiled and said, in all the years that I have asked that question, I have never heard such a great answer. My friend gave herself 500 points for that. And the next 500 points came much more easily, and the next report card, perfect scores, including in that public speaking class. And here's what I love. The very thing that held her back, her voice, her vocabulary, her words, became the very thing God used to launch her forward. Because that shy little girl, once made fun of her for her broken English, grew up to become an award-winning reporter here in America, interviewing major people, celebrities and politicians, and speaking live on national television in front of millions of people. This is what happens when you have a winning mindset. You can't always choose what happens to you in this life, but you can choose how you think about it. You can choose to believe God's truth instead of the enemy's lies. You can choose to do that. And just like that little girl who felt small, out of place, not enough, if you do that, if you replace those lies with God's truth, if you keep a winning mindset, He will turn your greatest challenge into your greatest win. He will use what the enemy intended for your harm and turn it for your good. For your good. Now, sometimes, I know, sometimes the lies are too big. They are too strong, too deeply rooted, and that's when you need people to speak faith into you. Friends who will hold you up, like Aaron and Hur held up Moses' hands when he grew tired during the battle in that first reading today. And in our own community here at St. Hilary, we have many small groups who will do that for you. Hundreds of people who could be your lifeline. When you're going through a difficult situation, you're feeling defeated, like you're taking on a defeatist mentality, they can be there for you to raise up your spirits and help you move into a winning mindset. We have hundreds of people like that. And if you've never tried a small group, or you tried and it didn't quite work out, I want you to know the people who are in these groups love them. I want you to try it again. Just give it a shot during the 6 weeks of this series, because now is the perfect time to get on board. The greatest battle you will ever fight is not out there. It is in your mind. The enemy will tell you, you're lost, you're not going to make it, I will have the victory, but that's not true. Look at what God says about you. In the Bible, it says you are more than a conqueror. So keep that winning mindset. Keep that winning mindset, because when you win the war in your mind, you'll win in faith and you'll win in life.